Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remain honest internally and externally with the True Father, for only then will you be able to become deities. It is only you Brahmins who become angels and then deities. Question. Who has a right to hear and imbibe this knowledge? Answer. Those who have played all round parts. Those who have performed the most devotion are the ones who will become clever in imbibing this knowledge. They are the ones who will claim a high status. Some people ask you, children, do you not believe in the scriptures? Tell them, no one in the world has studied the scriptures as much as we have, or has done as much devotion as we have. We have now received the fruit of our devotion. This is why we no longer need to do devotion. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains to you, unlimited children. The Father of all souls explains to all souls, because he is the one who grants salvation to all. All souls are said to be in human bodies. If a soul doesn't have a body, he cannot see. Although the Father establishes heaven according to the drama plan, the Father says, I do not see heaven. Only those for whom heaven is made are able to see it. After teaching you, I do not take a body. Therefore, how could I see anything without a body? It is not that I am present here, there, and everywhere, and that I can see everything. No. The Father simply sees you, children, and he teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance, and he makes you into beautiful flowers. The word yoga belongs to the path of devotion. Only the ocean of knowledge gives this knowledge. Only he is called the Satguru. All others are gurus. The one who speaks the truth is the one who establishes the land of truth. Bharat was the land of truth, and it was where all the deities used to reside. You are now becoming deities from human beings. Therefore, you children are told to become honest with the Father, internally and externally. Previously, there was falsehood at every step. You now have to renounce all of that if you want to claim a high status in heaven. Many of you will go to heaven, but after recognizing the Father, if you haven't had your sins absolved, you will have to settle your karmic accounts by experiencing punishment, and you will receive a low status. The kingdom is being established at this most auspicious confluence age. The kingdom cannot be established in the golden age or in the iron age, because the Father does not come into the golden or the iron age. This age is called the most auspicious and benevolent age. The Father only comes in this age and benefits everyone. The golden age comes after the iron age. This is why there has to be the confluence age. The Father has explained that this world is old and impure. There is a song, the resident of the faraway land. How can he meet his children in the foreign land? He meets foreign children in the foreign land, of course. He explains to them very clearly who it is whose body he enters. He gives his own introduction, and he also explains to the one whom he enters that this is now the final one of his many births. It is very clear. You are still effort makers here. You are not completely pure. Those who are completely pure are called angels. Those who are not pure are called impure. Only after becoming angels do you become deities. You see perfect angels in the subtle region. They are called angels. The father explains, children, only remember the one Alpha. Alpha means Baba. He is also known as Allah. You children have understood that you receive your inheritance of heaven from the Father. How is heaven created? Through the pilgrimage of remembrance and this knowledge. There is none of this knowledge on the path of devotion. Only the One Father gives this knowledge to you Brahmins. Brahmins are the top knot. You are now Brahmins, and you then play the game of somersaulting. Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants. This is called the variety form image. The variety form image is not that of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. The top knot of Brahmins is not shown in that image. No one knows that the Father comes into the body of Brahma. The Brahmin clan is the most elevated clan because the Father comes and teaches them. The Father would not teach Shudras. He only teaches you Brahmins. This study takes time because a kingdom is being established. You have to become the most elevated humans. Who creates the new world? The Father creates it. Do not forget this. Maya makes you forget this. That is her business. She does not interfere as much in this knowledge as she does in remembrance. You souls are filled with a great deal of rubbish, and that cannot be cleared without your having remembrance of the Father. Some children become very confused by the word yoga. They say, Baba, I am unable to have yoga. In fact, the word yoga belongs to Hatha yogis. Sannyasis say, have yoga with the Brahm element. However, the Brahm element is vast. Just as stars are visible in the sky, in the same way, there are tiny souls like stars up above, beyond the sky, where there is no light of the sun or moon. So, just see, you are such tiny rockets. This is why Baba says, first of all, you have to give everyone the knowledge of souls. Only God can give this knowledge. It is not only that people don't know God, but they do not know about souls either. Such a tiny soul is filled with an imperishable part in the cycle of 84 births. This is called the wonder of nature. It cannot be called anything else. Souls continue to go around the cycle of 84 births. This cycle continues to turn every 5,000 years. This is fixed in the drama. The world is imperishable, it can never be destroyed. People say that annihilation takes place and that Sri Krishna then comes on a betel leaf, sucking his thumb. However, this does not happen. It is against the law of nature because total annihilation never takes place. One religion is established and all other religions are destroyed. This continues for all time. At this time, there are three main religions. This is the most auspicious confluence age. There is a difference of night and day between the old world and the new world. Yesterday the world was new and today it is old. Only you understand what existed in the world yesterday. Whichever religion it is established by the one who belongs to that religion. Only one soul comes, not many. Then expansion gradually takes place. The father says, I do not give you children any difficulty. How could I give any difficulty to the children? He is the most beloved father. He says, I am the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. It is I alone whom you remember. What have people been doing on the path of devotion? They have defamed me a great deal. It is said, God is one. There is only one world cycle. It is not that there is another world up in the sky. There are stars in the sky. People think that there is a world in every star and that there is also a world down below. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. There is only the one highest on high God. It is said, all the souls of the whole world are threaded within you like a rosary. That can also be called the unlimited rosary of Rudra. They are all threaded together. People sing this, but they don't understand anything. The father comes and explains. Children, I don't give you the slightest difficulty. You have also been told that the first ones who did devotion become the ones who will go fast in this knowledge. If they have done a great deal of devotion, they will also receive a great deal of fruit. It has been said that God gives the fruit of devotion. It has been said that God gives the fruit of devotion. He is the ocean of knowledge, and so he would surely give the knowledge as fruit. No one knows about the fruit of devotion. The fruit of devotion is this knowledge, through which you receive the inheritance of the happiness of heaven. Only the one Father gives you this fruit, that is, he changes you from residents of hell into residents of heaven. No one even knows about Ravan. They say that this world is old. How long has it been old? They cannot calculate this. The father is the seed of the human world tree. He is the truth. He can never be destroyed. This tree is called the inverted tree. The Father is up above. Souls look up and call out to the Father. Bodies cannot call out. A soul leaves a body and enters another one. Souls never increase or decrease in size, nor do they ever die. This play is predestined. The Father has explained to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole play. He has also made you into theists. He has told you that Lakshmi and Narayan don't have this knowledge. There you don't know about atheists or theists. It is at this time that the Father explains the meaning of this. Atheists are those who do not know the Father, or the beginning, the middle, and the end of his creation, or its duration. At this time, you become theists. This aspect is not there at all. This is a play. Whatever happens in 1 second does not repeat in the next second. The drama continues to tick away. That which has passed, that reel continues to turn, just as when a film is shown, that same film is repeated again identically after 2 or 3 hours. The buildings, etc., collapse in the film, and later you see those same buildings being shown again. That also repeats identically. There is no need to be confused about this. The main aspect is that of God, the Father of souls. Souls have been separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. They separate and then come down here to play their parts. You have remained separated for a total of 5,000 years. You sweet children have received all round parts. This is why it is only explained to you that you are the ones who have a right to this knowledge. Those who have done the most devotion are the ones who will go fast in this knowledge, and they will also claim a high status. First it is Shiv Baba who is worshipped, and then the deities. Later you become adulterated by worshipping the 5 elements. The Father is now taking you into the unlimited, whereas those people lead you into the unlimited ignorance of devotion. The Father now explains to you, children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father. However, when they leave here, Maya makes them forget. Just as a soul repents in a womb and promises not to perform any more sinful actions, but forgets that when he comes out, so it is the same here. When they leave here, they forget. This is a play about forgetting and not forgetting. You have now become the adopted children of the Father, that is, of Shiv Baba. He is the unlimited Father of all souls. The Father comes from so far away. His home is the supreme abode. When he comes from the supreme abode, he surely brings a gift for the children. He brings paradise on the palm of his hand as the gift. The Father says, take your kingdom of heaven in a second. Simply recognize the Father. He is the Father of all souls. He says, I am your Father. I also explain to you how I come. I definitely need a chariot. Which chariot? I cannot take the chariot of any of the Mahatmas. Human beings say that you call Brahma God, and that you also call Brahma a deity. Oh, but we don't say this. He is shown standing at the top of the tree when the whole tree becomes Tamopradan. Brahma is shown there, and so this would be the last of his many births. Baba himself says, "When I reach the age of retirement, the Father enters me in my final birth. He came and made me renounce my whole business, etc." People begin to do devotion after the age of 60 in order to meet God. The Father says, "You were all following the dictates of human beings. Baba is now giving you Srimat. It is human beings who write the scriptures. Deities neither write them nor study them. There are no scriptures in the golden age. There is no devotion. In the scriptures, it is all the physical rituals that are mentioned. It is not like that here. You can see that Baba gives you this knowledge. You have studied many scriptures on the path of devotion. If anyone asks you, 'Do you not believe in the Vedas and scriptures?' tell them, 'We believe in them more than any other human beings. We are the ones who began unadulterated devotion in the beginning. We have now received this knowledge. It is through this knowledge that there is salvation, and so why would we do devotion?'" The Father says, "Children, hear no evil, see no evil." Therefore the Father explains in such a simple way, "Sweetest children, have the faith that you are souls. I am a soul. They say that they are Allah. You receive the teachings to consider yourselves to be souls, children of the Father. Maya repeatedly makes you forget this. It is by coming into body consciousness that you perform wrong types of action." The Father now says, "Children, do not forget the Father. Do not waste time. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada." The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Understand the secrets of the Creator and creation accurately and become theists. Don't become confused about this knowledge of the drama. Remove your intellect from all limitations and take it into the unlimited. 2. In order to become an angel, a resident of the subtle region, become completely pure. With the power of remembrance, remove all the rubbish with which you are filled and become clean. Blessing. May you remain stable in a constant and stable stage and become an elevated soul by experiencing God's sweetness. The children who experience God's sweetness find all tastes of the world to be bland. Since just the one taste is sweet, your attention would only go to that one, would it not? Your mind would easily go to that one. It will not take any effort. The Father's love, the Father's help, the Father's company, and all attainments from the Father will easily enable you to make your stage constant and stable. Only souls who remain stable in such a constant and stable stage are elevated. Slogan: to merge all the rubbish in you and give jewels is to become a master ocean. Om Shanti.